7th Perek of Eidah, 7th Mishnah. Hey, Meidir, Heidir, Rabbi Shun, Rabbi Papi is also testifying on Rukas Shalach Toimim. There's a type of boards that they would roll dough on, Shem Tumeus. The question is, why should it be Makabal Tumah? Hey, Pshutik Lei Eitz, and not Makabal Tumah. If you have a board of wood, not Makabal Tumah. So some say because it's Enochanaz Makabal de Rabbanon, because it's Mishamish the person, it's Mishamish the dough at the same time. Some say because it's very wide. Different reasons why over here Chachomim made a Tumah de Rabbanon. Rabbi Elazar says there's no Tumah de Rabbanon, since it's Pshutei Kli Eitz, wooden kalim which are flat, is no Tumah. Hey, Meidir Al Tana Shechotu Chulius. They testified on a tanner. The tanners that used to exist like a tube of cement, and it had some insulation around it, and they used to cook within the tube. So this one, they cut the tube into three parts in the height, and it was like three rings, and they put. They put sand between each part of it. So really, the Tana was broken into three pieces and it was connected by the sand and then cemented on the outside. They held it was Tomei. Because the Maisa, since it was all connected and cemented on the outside, it's good enough. Rabbi Elazar was Metahe this. Because the Maisa, it wasn't one piece. So he looked at it as a broken Tana because it wasn't cemented together. There's a famous machlokes between Rabbi Elazar and Chachamim. They held that basically decide to add an extra month of that year anytime during Adar. There were those that said till Purim. They also testified you can make a Ibu Shana, in other words, to add another month to the year, and a condition that if the Nosi wants it to be Mubers, will be Mubers, and if not, not. In other words, the Besen gets together without the Nasi, and they make a decision, but it's conditional that the Nasi will agree. You have to get permission from some authority in Syria, in the north. It was late to come back. In the meantime, the Besen sat together to make a cheshbon, that we have to make a Shana Uberes. And they did this, they said, we hold that there should be a Shana Uberes, but the condition that Rabbi Gamliel consented. When he came, he said that I want it, I accept it, and the Mela of the Shana was Uberes.